From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The government has adopted three strategies to prevent people from being exposed to COVID-19 during the Emergency Public Activity Restrictions, PPKM, for Java and Bali on July 3rd to 20, 2021. The three strategies are: first, adjusting behavior to emergency PPKM, detecting suspected patients through testing, tracing, and treatment, or 3T activities, and accelerating COVID-19 vaccination. It was said by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin during an online press briefing in Jakarta recently, as quoted by Antara. He also said adjusting behavior to emergency PPKM encompasses wearing face masks, washing hands with soap, and maintaining a physical distance. He pointed out the government will step up testing and tracing activities by up to fourfolds from now onwards, in the same way as the country is recording a surge in COVID-19 active cases. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has decided to increase the budget allocated to the health sector to 185.98 trillion rupiah from 172.84 trillion rupiah to support the enforcement of Emergency Public Activity Restrictions, PPKM. The restrictions will be implemented from July 3rd to July 20th, 2021, to contain a recent surge in infection. As reported by Antara, Minister Indrawati at an online press conference in Jakarta on Friday explained, the handling of health issues tops the list of priorities in the PEN, National Economic Recovery Program, involving 172.84 trillion rupiah. Given the present development in the fields of therapeutic and diagnostic vaccination, budget needs to handle of health issues will increase again to 185.98 trillion rupiah. Bank Indonesia has said it is optimistic that credit will continue to grow in line with its previous projection of 5-7% for this year, even amid emergency public activities restriction. Bank Indonesia has not revised it yet. Bank Indonesia still estimates that this year's credit projection is 5-7%. It was said by Assistant Governor of Bank Indonesia and Head of the Bank's Macroprudential Policy Department, Judah Agung, in Jakarta on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He added the central bank has not taken steps to revise the projected credit growth. However, he said he hoped that the implementation of the emergency PPKM would help control the spread of COVID-19. Hopefully, this PPKM will reduce the spread of COVID-19. Moderna vaccine secured by Indonesia under the COVAX facility will require special storage technology because Moderna will be the first messenger RNA vaccine to be received in Indonesia. It will require special storage technology, including during the distribution process. It was said by head of the National Agency of Drug and Food Control, BPOM, Penika Lukito, during a virtual press conference on Friday. As quoted by Antara, Lukito noted the Moderna vaccine will certainly require different handling compared to other vaccines such as AstraZeneca, Sinovac, and Sinopharm. She informed that AstraZeneca is stored in a cold chain at the temperature of 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, but this time for Moderna, the technology is slightly different. Let's move on to the international news. Canadian warship Her Majesty's Canadian Ships HMCS Calgary is making a visit to Jakarta from July 1st to 3rd as it sails through the Indo-Pacific on operation projection. In a release received by Voice of Indonesia from the Canadian Embassy in Jakarta on Friday, the ship will conduct a cooperative deployment with the Indonesian naval ship KRI Bung Tomo on July 3rd before heading to the coast of Australia, where it will practice interoperability with Australian, American, and other regional partners during Exercise Talisman Sabre. Canadian Ambassador to Indonesia Cameron McKay, accompanied by Canadian Ambassador to ASEAN Deirdre Kelly, visited the ship at the port of Tanjung Priok on Friday, where they were both warmly welcomed by the ship's crew who remained on board the ship. The state news agency WAS reported on Saturday that Saudi Arabia will restrict travel to and entry from Ethiopia, United Arab Emirates, Vietnam, and Afghanistan over coronavirus concerns. It said the ban goes into effect on July 4th and will apply to anyone who has been in those four countries within the last 14 days. Saudi citizens returning before Sunday will be exempted. UN officials say that recent fighting in the Tigray region of Ethiopia has resulted in a famine that is now affecting more than 400,000 people. As reported by BBC.com in its first public meeting on the crisis, members of the UN Security Council warned that as many as 33,000 children were severely malnourished. The official said that a further 1.8 million people were on the brink of famine as a result of the 8-month conflict. The Ethiopian government, which has been fighting regional forces in Tigray, declared a unilateral ceasefire on Monday. The fighting between the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF, and government forces has already left thousands of people dead and more than 2 million people have been displaced. That was the news.
First news comes from Gunung Mas District, Central Kalimantan. The Gunung Mas Culture and Tourism Office in Central Kalimantan Province registered the Dayak Tribe's former settlement and traditional house, Kalikabetang Ngabe Hanjung, located in Tumbang Manyangan Village, Kurun District, as a cultural heritage object. Head of the Cultural Conservation, Preservation, Museum and Data Registration Division, Yudi Dharma, said in Kuala Kurun on Wednesday that the registration is an initial effort to maintain the protection and preservation of Kaleka Betang Ngabe Hanjung. He explained that Kaleka is a former settlement and Betang is a traditional house of the Dayak tribe. Meanwhile, Ngabe Hanjung was one of the figures who participated in the Tumbang Anoy Peace Treaty at Betang Damang Batu in 1894. Next news comes from Yogyakarta. Borobudur Prambanan and Ratu Boko Temples Tourism Park Management in Central Java Province closed Prambanan Temple operation from Wednesday, June 30 to July 5, 2021 due to COVID-19 pandemic. The Corporate Secretary Eni Utari said on Tuesday that the policy to close was taken following the increased number of confirmed COVID-19 in the area. Last news comes from Southeast Maluku, Maluku Province. A team of the archaeologists from the Maluku Archaeological Center invented a number of Chinese ceramics shards from the Qing Dynasty at the Batuhan Cave site in Somlain Village, Maluku Province. Archaeologist Lucas Watimena explained in Ambon on Tuesday that the team he led accidentally discovered ceramic shards from China while conducting a survey of archaeological data collection in Southeast Maluku Region in 2019. The discovery of Chinese ceramic shards was suspected to have something to do with the trade transactions, but it is not known why these foreign ancient objects could be in the Han Rock Cave, which is a past burial site. Besides Chinese ceramics, a number of other ceramic shards and pottery containers were also invented there, one of which was a bowl produced by the Dutch company Petrus Rogut Maastricht around the 19th to 20th century AD.
Listener, we start today in story with the event on July 3, 1920, when Bandung Institute of Technology was established. Bandung Institute of Technology was established under the name Technische Hogeschool Te Bandung, or commonly shortened to THT Bandung. THT Bandung was the first technical college and the first higher education institution in the Dutch East Indies. TH Bandung was firstly opened with one faculty, namely the Faculty van Technische Wetenschap. The next event is in 1988. US Navy warships shot down Iran Air Flight 655. The United States warship Vincent shot down an Iranian passenger plane on July 3, 1988. The shooting was recognized by the United States as a mistake because its forces thought Iran Air Flight 655 was an Iranian fighter jet. Iran Air Flight 655, IR-655, was a flight from Tehran to Dubai. The plane was shot down in the Persian Gulf by a United States missile fired by the cruiser USS Vincent. The Iranian government has until now claimed the USS Vincent deliberately shot down the plane, while the United States, after the incident, expressed regret for the incident. The US has never claimed responsibility officially, paid compensation, and formally apologized to Iran until now. The accident killed all 290 passengers and crew. The last event is in 2011. Ying Luk Shinawatra became Thailand's first female prime minister. The general elections took place in Thailand on Sunday, 3rd of July 2011, on which the royal decree dissolved Thai legislative body. During the campaign, Ying Luk called for a desire to carry out a national reconciliation, eradicate poverty, and reduce corporate income tax, although these programs were scorned by the Democratic Party. The Phu Thai Party totally won with 47% of the vote, 265 of the 500 seats and the Thai parliament. Yingluck Shinawatra became the first female prime minister in Thailand's history. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overbragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Begitu lama tersisa air mata, banyaknya kenangan yang tak akan terlupakan, masa-masa yang indah, masa-masa kita bersamaPerasaan mendalam yang takkan pernah reda. Ku maafkan aku tak pernah mendengar. Maafkan aku tak pernah melihatmu pergi. Ku ingin kau di sini.
Coba melewatinya, lepas, lepaskan semua yang sudah berlalu. Tapi tanpa dirimu tak mungkin ku terus berlari tanpa kaki.
Mungkin ku terus berlari tanpa kau.
janjiku tetap ada untukmu sampai selamanya. Tapi tanpa dirimu tak mungkin ku terus berlari tanpa kaki. Semakin ku coba
tune to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture, along with the World Food and Agriculture Agency through the Emergency Center for Transboundary Animal Disease, or FAO ECTAD, launched the Global Health Resilience Program on Tuesday. This four-year program is also supported by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The Global Health Resilience Program aims to prevent various pandemic threats related to zoonotic disease or animal disease that infect humans. Attention to animal disease and the threat of zoonotic disease is a priority for governments around the world, including Indonesia. Along with 70 other countries, Indonesia is working to accelerate political and multi-sectoral support for health resilience readiness through a global initiative called the Global Health Security Agenda. The Global Health Security Program was launched to support the Global Health Security Agenda. Director General of Livestock and Animal Health at the Ministry of Agriculture, Nasrullah, in the launch said that Indonesia is one of the pioneer countries of the Global Health Security Agenda and has been actively contributing as a permanent member of the steering team since 2016 and will continue until 2024. This collaboration is expected to be able to prevent, early detect, and control disease, including new infectious ones, especially those that have the potential to threaten the health and economy of Indonesia. Nasrullah further said that the Global Health Resilience Program is in line with the Indonesian government medium-term development plan, particularly related to food security and health. He hopes that this program can be an opportunity to enhance mutual commitment. The Global Health Resilience Program is a new program from the long collaboration of the Ministry of Agriculture and FAO ECTAD USAID to prevent pandemics. Their cooperation began during the avian influenza pandemic in 2006. At that time, Indonesia was the country with the H5N1 avian flu case with the most human death until 2014. While the number of avian flu cases in humans has decreased significantly, the endemic situation of the H5N1 virus still poses a threat to the poultry industry and human health. Apart from avian flu, many areas in Indonesia are still endemic to zoonotic disease, such as rabies, which is transmitted by dogs and monkeys, and anthrax, which is transmitted from livestock. The Global Health Resilience Program focuses on technical support in four areas. There are multi-sector collaboration and policy development, surveillance, laboratory and risk identification, disease preparedness and responses with the concept of One Health, and national poultry health and antimicrobial resistance control.
Office for Southern Asia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Aceh is famous for its dishes and very sweet cakes that are tempting. Today, I'm going to introduce a unique cake, namely kekarah, which is like a bird's nest. Kekarah cake is one of Aceh's traditional snacks, which still exists until now. This legendary cake that has a sweet taste is often served during traditional celebrations or great holidays. This cake is also the most wanted souvenir by the local people and domestic, as well as foreign tourists. Kekarah or karah is made from a mixture of flour and coconut milk in the form of a spear with an adult's hand size. The cake, which is similar to fibers or bird's nest, has a sweet, crunchy, and crumbly taste. At first glance, the physical appearance of this kekarah cake is like a brownish white nut which has layers. The shape is similar to dry vermicelli because it is made from the same ingredients as vermicelli, namely rice flour. The kekarah cake has a dark color with a distinctive caramel aroma that emerges from the sugar added to the dough. The process of making kekarah is quite simple. Rice flour is diluted with water and sugar is added. Then the dough that has been mixed well is put into a coconut shell mold which has holes. The dough that comes out of the mold holes is immediately put on the hot oil and it is continuously shaken to form overlapping knots. The making process requires high agility because the dough is easily scorched if it is heated for too long. Generally, the kekarah cake has two kinds of forms, namely round roll like a pipe and a crescent moon. Listener, kekarah at wedding ceremonies is also often used as a gift from men to women. It can also be used as a complement to drink tea or coffee. Prior to great holidays, the kekarah cake is sold out by buyers because the majority of Aceh's people always serve this cake at holidays. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
jelaskan padamu mengapa sulit untuk lupakanmu. Aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Coba sehari saja,
coba satu hari saja kau jadi diriku.
Kau akan mengerti,
kau akan mengerti bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumimu menyayangimu dari sudut pandangku. Dari sudut pandangku, aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu. Kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Seandainya satu hari bertukar jiwa, kau kan mengerti dan berhenti bertanya-tanya.
coba sehari saja.
Coba satu hari saja kau jadi diriku,
kau akan mengerti.
Kau akan mengerti bagaimana aku melihatmu.
Coba sehari saja.
Dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Artworks of Indonesian children again make Indonesia proud. This time, it's not from the world of film, dance, or fine arts, but it's from the world of theater.Two theater works by Indonesian artists took part in enlivening the 2021 Holland Festival. The Holland Festival is the oldest and largest art show in the Netherlands, which has existed since 1947 and is always held every year. As for this year, the Holland Festival starts taking place from June 3rd to 27th, 2021.And it is enlivened by a row of artworks made by artists from various countries. Composer from Pontianak, West Kalimantan, Nur Salim Yadi Anugrah, is one of the artists from Indonesia who performed his theatrical art at the 2021 Holland Festival through a performance entitled Ine Aya. This theater took place at the Muziekgebouw Concert Hall, Amsterdam, three times on 9th, 10th, and 11th of June offline. Ine Aya is a collaborative work of Nur Salim Yadi Anugrah along with Dutch librarian and director Miranda Lekerveld. This work is based on two classics, the epic Kayan Takna Lawe and Daring the Nibelung by Richard Wagner. By bringing together the two storylines, both artists connect the rich cultural traditions of the Dayak Kayan tribe in Kalimantan with Western mythology in Wagner's interpretation. The result is an evocative mix of music and theater from two cultures that are intertwined in many spheres. Then there was the performance of The Planet Element by Indonesian director Garin Nugroho, which was shown at the International Theatre Amsterdam. The Planet Element took place twice on June 21st and 22nd. The Planet Element tells a touching story about the recreation of nature after the world was destroyed by natural disasters based on Papuan mythology. This theatrical story elevates healing rituals for a grieving world while providing hope for those left behind. It is said that after a natural disaster that destroyed the world, there was a human who survived and was given the mandate of an egg to continue life in the world. In addition to being shown live, these two theater performances are also held online, which can be watched via the Holland Festival 2021 live streaming. The two works of the nation's children who display the mythology of the two ethnic groups in Indonesia also attracted the attention of the audience. Not surprisingly, all the tickets for the offline performances were sold out in just 2 days, and many viewers from all over the world watch via live streaming. That's Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Hanyalah Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Tembang Kiasan to be sung by Sri Widadi. The song Tembang Kiasan, created by Budiman BJ, is written with beautiful, poetic, and deep meaning lyrics. The song tells about the death of the people of the nation in a heartbreaking way. The rhythm of the flute in the intro of this song seems to describe the pain of losing the nation's best sons, but they will be remembered forever. Listener, here is Sri Widadi with a keroncong song entitled Tembang Kiasan. Enjoy!
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
From Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.